R-H-O-M-E-K-A.
Love Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com. For all of your realty, financial, and business networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Coach Dion here, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word out about Think Big Radio. Join us on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays from 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time to hear our live interviews with business owners, investors, networkers, and people who are making it happening and sharing their how. If you have a business to share or idea, don't be a stranger on Wednesdays between 8:30 and 9 p.m. Central Standard Time with your one-minute commercial on our WOW segment. That's W-O-W, Word Out Wednesdays, where you get the word out. Today's guest is Ms. Ramika Bell, who I call Minnesota's Finest. She has a business, Simplicity Events, which is a management Simplicity Event Management Group, which manages businesses across the U.S. and helps them increase their customers and also business income. And she is definitely a powerhouse. Ramika, are you there?
I'm here, Dion. How are you?
Great. I'm great. Thank you for asking. It's such a privilege for Think Big Radio listeners to have you on our show today. So I thank you for taking out the time and joining us.
Thank you.
Great. So Ramika, and also we have Big on the phone of Think
Hello,
Big
everybody
Radio.
Out there. Hello everybody out there in ThinkBigRadio.com land. This is Big, your co-host for tonight along with Coach Dion.
Yeah, so we are in for a treat today. So Ramika,
I'm so excited
for her because she's such a powerhouse. And I love powerful sisters. I do. And you are definitely one of them.
Thank you.
So, Ramika, let's start off. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like Dion said, I am an event management CEO. And basically what my business does, we take care of all sorts of like entrepreneurs and small business owners as well as musicians that's just starting out. And we pretty much launch and do marketing and promotions and sponsorship programs for these businesses to get them out there and just get their names out there across the country.
Excellent. So is that what you would consider your passion?
Well, yeah, pretty much, you know, just helping people get off on the right foot and basically, you know, letting people know that, you know, you don't have to do it on your own. There is a helping hand out there. Simplicity Events is the place where you can start. So we help, you know, pretty much simplify your life.
Now, let me ask you a question here. That being your passion, what was it that brought about, and you know, in your being where one day you were like, you know what, I love this. Did you kind of stumble upon that? Why don't you tell us a little bit about you know, the very first time it happened and how it brought you to, you know, where you're able to do this now?
Okay. Well, I have always been an individual to like, organize events and put things together. And I have, like, 12 years of executive assistant and management experience. So during my last corporate position, I just knew this is what I really wanted to do. I also sang professionally with a group based out of Minneapolis, and I was their booking manager and executive assistant. So, I mean, I loved it, and from there I started networking.
Now, is Prince out of Minneapolis?
Yeah, he is.
Now, that wasn't Prince you were singing with, was it?
No. This was a gospel group.
That's excellent. So when you decided to start this business, what did you view as a challenge, Ramika?
I think the challenge for me in the beginning was all the executive assistants out there and if it would be a profitable thing for me to do. But as I continued just working diligently in the business, it became more so of a hobby. And when you really find yourself doing stuff that you love, I mean, you kind of take it takes your mind away from, you know, like monies and other things. So and it also makes you become more creative. So that's how I started this sponsorship program for my artists and other clients.
That is so great. And do you have plans to expand your business?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Currently, we have about five staff members. We have a vice president, director of operations, a publicist, and a administrative assistant. So there are different places in the country. We don't necessarily service Minneapolis alone. We have clients all over the country. So Simplicity Name is pretty much getting out there and all over the map.
That is great. And so, Ramiko, what would be the biggest advice you could share with our audience to help you the most?
I believe the biggest advice I would share would be don't be afraid to seek for help. There are a lot of businesses out there and business management services out there that are pretty much out for the money. At the same time, there are a lot of people like myself and others that are here for the passion and that really are looking to really help people. And blessings come in helping others. So don't be afraid to ask for help.
You know, that's great because we try to have people on our show, and we never really know how our guests are going to actually, you know, turn out from just, you know, interviewing people all around the country and talking to them maybe an hour before the show or, you know, a couple of days. But something that holds true with people who are really out there to service is if this is indeed their passion. And a lot of people have stated to us that either kind of start off as a hobby or they got into it by mistake, but just loved it. And by you saying it started off as a hobby and that passion you have for helping people, you know, I think that you're going to be one of our big certified corporate groups out there. And, you know, to be big certified means a lot because it really means that you are out there to help people. You're not just looking for the financial gain because your financial gain is in those relationships.
Exactly.
That was great. That's absolutely right. So, and I heard you talk about the expansion of your business throughout the, so right now, what are you just in certain states or will you take clients of any of our callers? Because we have callers that call in from California, from Seattle, from Arizona, from North Carolina. I mean, if we have clients that call in from there, how would you assist those clients?
Well, right now, I currently have clients in those locations. And
wow.
What we do a conference call, you know, just to, you know, get to know each other. And I also do some traveling. I'm on my way to Texas, and we link with this announcers guild. It's called Gospel Announcers Guild, and this is one of the biggest networks in gospel music. So I give out my information, and you contact me, and we set up just a talk over the phone to get to know each other. And when the time permits, then, you know, I travel. I have no problem coming out traveling, meeting you somewhere, wherever, whatever it takes for us to get you started and get this business started, you know, this partnership. So, I mean, whatever it takes.
Excellent. And now what's the best way for someone to reach you?
The best way for someone to reach Simplicity Events Management Group right now, my telephone number, I'll give you that. The area code is 651 493-7589. That's our home office number. And you can also email us at info, I-N-F-O, at simplicityemg.com.
You want to repeat that number for them one more time, Ramika?
Sure, sure. That telephone number again is 651-493-7589. And the email address is info at simplicityemg.com.
Excellent. So now, Ramika, I have a question as a business owner myself.
Okay.
Can you tell our listeners the importance of managing a business correctly? Because a lot of us do not. I know me. I was an assistant, a secretary, and a paralegal for years. And when it came to my own business, I had to actually hire Simplicity Events to run it for me. So
right.
That's how I know our services
right.
are well. Because I didn't know how to. I knew how to manage somebody else's office. But when it came to my own, I did not know where to start.
Okay.
So
first thing, you have to be realistic in your goal settings. You have to let yourself know that, okay, this is something big. If I'm going to be a business owner, I am going to need help. Just because you're a manager or you have manager experience, doesn't necessarily mean that you can't, allow people to do things for you. So, to answer your question, some of the things that the first thing you have to do is admit that you have to have people helping you. So, if you know that you set your goals properly, and know that you can't do it all by yourself, just kind of lay it out and let somebody else do the groundwork.
That's excellent. And,
that's
I got to say.
That's good advice.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because at times, I was so independent where I didn't even know how to ask for help.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I did not even know how to ask for help.
A lot of people are in that position where they don't know how to ask for help, or number one, they're afraid because they think it's going to cost a lot of money.
You know what, that's great, because that's one of the reasons why we came up with thinkbigradio.com, because there are a lot of people out there who just don't know what help is available, don't know how to ask, and by them maybe coming on to our calendar, seeing your interview, clicking it, they'll find someone that can help them with their business just by clicking your links. And that way they don't have to really, go to someone. They can get enough information and then decide, I like this person. They gave good advice. Let me give them a call.
Right, right.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about how your services can help expand a business.
Well, it really depends on the business, first of all. Like I said in the beginning, I have clients ranging from fitness managers to musicians to pastors of churches to school teachers. So it really depends on, the nature of your business, what exactly are you looking to accomplish, how much time it will take. So there are a lot of different areas that we can cover. I'll give you an example of one of the clients that I'm working with now. His name is Adrian Davis. He's a musician, and he just released his first CD. And I was there from the very beginning, the making of the CD, and currently we're doing marketing and promotions for the CD. So that in itself took a lot of work, but there's a lot of things that came out of it for me. I learned that, this marketing promotion stuff costs a lot of money, so, let's do a sponsorship program. I mean, it's a whole bunch of different things that you kind of got to be creative with. You got to kind of keep your mind thinking. If you get your stump on one thing, just keep going and be creative and come up with some other things.
Yeah, and I got to say this, Ramika, and I hope this does not put you on blast on the air, but being that you and I worked together in the past, I got to share something where I knew what it is I wanted for my business. I knew it, but there was no way I could actually get it out. So when I met you and you told me what Simplicity Events did, I'm like, oh, my God, okay. I have this amount of money. I don't have a lot of money, but this is what I need done. Can you make this happen? And I mean, without hesitation, she was just on it. Okay, well, this is what you need to do. And from there, it relieved me so much because, you know, all business owners want their business to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so when that pressure was lifted off of me and I could be, because what Simplicity Events Management did for me, and this is like a commercial for your business, I could be me. I'm a motivator. I'm a speaker. I didn't like the behind the scenes of making it happen. And you literally helped me create the event. Well, you created the event itself, handled the behind the scenes work with the place that I was having the event at, and all I had to do was come and speak.
Right.
And that's what I do. And so people don't know that there are other people out there, like you said before, that can help, that are willing to help. Not a lot of money at all. As small business owners, when we start out, we literally start out with no money, you know, but the little that we have, it can be put to use to expand the income.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do know. I know what it is you do and how you work. And it was great for me because it relieved so much of the, oh, I don't want to do this, off of me, and I came and just did what I do best.
It simplified your life.
Yes, it did.
Exactly.
And I'm still in debt to you for that, so thank you.
You're welcome.
That was just great. Big, do you have anything? Did we lose Big?
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big.
Okay. Great. So, Ramika, is there anything else that you would like to cover in regards to Simplicity Event that we didn't get to cover?
I do want to say thank you. Thank you so much to you, Dion, and to Big for inviting me on the air tonight. It was indeed a pleasure to let people know about Simplicity Events. We are a company that is on the rise. We're excited about the projects that have been put forth or in front of us, and so many different things are going to come out of this business. So thank you. Thank you again. I appreciate that.
No, you know, you're so welcome. And, you know,
you are very welcome.
And Think Big Radio thanks you for stepping out, and we celebrate everything that you do for other people.
We
congratulate you on stepping out and starting a company because we know how difficult it is. And for your company to help other people who are starting their own business and simplifying their life in that matter, Ramika, we really congratulate you on that, and we thank you for that, and we thank you for thinking big.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you here. Let's say I'm somebody and I happen to listen to Think Big Radio and give you a call at your business, and I'm a rapper.
Okay.
And I say, listen, my name is Big Rapper and I want to get started. How would you assess my situation? What type of questions would you ask me about? How long would it take, and just what's your overall plan on how you get that done helping me?
Well, I would first ask you a little bit about your background, what type of experience you had in the music industry, what type of knowledge you have about, you know, just music and the music industry alone, because there are a lot of things that you need to know before you even get into the studio recording stuff.
Uh-huh.
You need to know about, you know, do you have management, first of all? Because if you're coming to me, you may not have management or you may have management.
Okay.
And are you looking to be sponsored? Is this something that you need to do on your own? I mean, are you a solo artist? So many different things that you need to know.
Okay, I'm a solo artist. I want to manage myself. and I am kind of interested in this hosting. How does that work?
Interested in hosting as in?
Can you guys find me a host, or how does this work? What do I need to do?
Are you looking to, if you're looking to for performances, we hook up gigs for artists, yes.
Okay.
In and out of state. We do all that. We have to have proper channels connected to do that. And what I mean by proper channels is you have to have some type of tangible information for me to present to these people. So, I mean,
I at least need my demo together.
Right, right. So the word demo is so old. People don't normally use that anymore.
Oh, you mean I'm using old terms? Yeah, you can tell I'm not a new rapper.
Wow, babe, did you just have a birthday?
Hey, listen, demo is.
Yeah.
I listen to EPMD. Please listen to my demo.
Oh, yeah.
Big, I'm going to need you to come up a little bit higher.
Okay, so what's the new term today? Don't make me feel old.
Okay, so new term today is you need to have a radio tracks, okay? And they need to already be edited for radio. You need to have your promotional sheet, which is called a one sheet in the music industry, tells everything about yourself. And then we can get started there. Now, if you don't have this, that means you're starting from scratch, which is all right. We do scratch, too.
Okay. Because I just woke up this morning and just realized that I wanted to be a rapper.
Oh.
Because I know people come to you like that, and it's like a lot of people don't realize that whether you're a rapper, a musician, any type of artist, a poet, that it's still a business.
Yes, yes, it is, and you need to be educated on that. So, but there are a lot of things that we have to do our research when we decide, oh, this is something that I want to do. I suggest you do your homework first.
Okay.
Because you don't want to get caught up in the wrong areas.
I almost called you mama when you said that. That's how mothers are. Make sure you do your homework.
Right. But it's good information to know. It's good to know that, like, someone like me, I had to, you know, I'm still learning a lot of stuff, and I got a lot of helpful people out there that are really assisting me. But when you are an artist, it's really important to get linked with some people that are looking to help you, because it's hard out there.
You know, I want to cover one point with what you just said, and a lot of people need to get this. When you're in business, you are constantly learning. You know what you know, but there's always something new, and there's always something that you can learn. And you just told a lot of people out there something that you shared inadvertently was like, you're still learning. And there are people that are out there still teaching, because with so many new things going on, it's, as a business owner, you can't give someone else the right to learn everything about your business. You have to continuously learn also so that you can stay ahead and offer the best services.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because that's another thing that people do not, you know, think about or take advantage of, is they need to continuously learn.
Yes, exactly. There are so many things that we can pick up on. And then things are changing every day. You know, society's changing, technology's changing, so we need to be in the know every day.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, in my business, that's definitely true. And I think in every business, whatever field that you're going into, you need to know your competition there also.
Yeah.
Or what's out there. Get to know with them. You can even work alongside with them.
Oh, yeah.
And getting your message out, especially if it's out to help people, especially you, Ramika. I'm sure you have to get to know a lot of businesses out there. Because, you know, once you take on a company, isn't it that you have to learn that company's whole field to see what's really so?
Yes, and you have to do a constant research, update your stuff every single. I want to say I do this weekly. I go out. And, you know, I kind of like shop around, do some window shopping and see what's new, what people have their hands on this week. So, yeah, competition is important to be neighborly with.
Wow. Yeah, because a lot of my clients will come up with something that says, well, did you hear about this? And I'm just like, no, but it sounds crazy, and I'm going to research it. Because I know in the health field, anybody is selling anything to help you lose weight, you know.
Right.
So I definitely know that, yeah. Ramika, so do you have anybody that you would like to thank?
Again, I'd like to thank Think Big Radios. I'd like to thank the management team of Simplicity Events Management Group. I'd like to thank my clients and my church family, Shiloh Temple International Ministries, and of course, my mom, Verlene Vanderbilt, one of my biggest supporters, and my closest friends. So, yeah, thank you, everyone.
And so can we look forward to hearing from you again?
Definitely.
Now, we're going to choose a song. We received your artist song, but unfortunately we weren't able to format it with how our system works here.
Okay.
So what we will do is all of our guests we're going to have on again in about 6 months. Because we're doing very well on the show as far as being in our seventh week. We had over 2,000 downloads last month. We're hoping to double that this month. But at that point, we'll be able to even interview you with your artist, because I'm sure 6 months from now, he'll be doing a lot of big things.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with your tutelage and his creativity and, you know, you all collaborating on ideas together. Coach Dion?
Yeah, we're actually going to have him on. What's his name again?
His name is Adrian Davis, and the new CD is entitled Diverse.
Diverse.
And it's a gospel radio, right?
It's inspirational.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Now, give us your contact information one more time.
Okay.
How do we get in touch with you?
Okay. My number again is 651-493-7589. And our email address is info@simplicityemg.com.
Can you spell out simplicity for our challenged listeners?
Okay. Our simplicity address is info@simplicityemg.com.
Okay, simplicityemg.com. Because sometimes some of those words that may seem very easy
spell
to spell,
yeah.
I still have a problem with develop. I don't know if I'm spelling it right or wrong. But the third grade spelling bee, I could not get that word, and I could spell kangaroo was a zippy and couldn't spell develop.
I feel you, that. You're fun.
Wow, Big. Okay. Thank you so much, Simplicity Event Management Group. We thank you, Ms. Bell, for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us when it comes to managing our businesses. You're
welcome.
Listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals. And your success makes us successful. Think big, everyone. Have an awesome day. I'm going to play a song for you. This is Stand by Donnie McClurkin. Let's all stand up and get our business out there in the world. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Okay, the song doesn't
want to
play for me.
Just hit the play. That's
I hit
button.
The play button.
Oh, it may be on, what is it on, 50, 75,
100.
Or 100? Oh, okay, it should work. We're not experiencing technical difficulties, everyone. We're just wrapping things down. And let's give our guests a standing ovation.
Yeah.
Think big, everyone.
When you've done all you can.
www.thinkbigradio.com. Good night, all.